Well, today we have the passage from St. Mark chapter 10, beginning at verses 28. And before I mention that, this is a continuation of yesterday's gospel reading about the rich young man and how this rich young man came up to Jesus and the Lord called him to be a disciple, to give up everything, to follow Christ. And it says he went away sad, for he had many possessions. And he was not willing to follow Christ because he was too attached to the things of this world, too attached to material things. And so then, after he leaves, that's when today's gospel begins. St. Peter, who is the patron saint for always saying the wrong thing, he just didn't always put his foot in his mouth. He always opened his mouth to exchange feet. That's what Peter did. And so, after he walks away, Peter says, "Lord, we've given up everything. What can we expect from it? We've given up everything to follow you." And so then Jesus responds to St. Peter, "Amen," which means verily, truly, I say to you. And basically what the Lord tells us is that you cannot outdo God in generosity. Every time you make a sacrifice out of love for God, he blesses us 100-fold, okay? Not just 7-fold, as the Old Testament mentioned in the first reading, but 100-fold he blesses us. For every thing we give up for God, he blesses us 100 times over. So the Lord says, no one who gives up a house or brothers or sister or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and the sake of the gospel will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, namely on earth. And it says, Jesus also includes, and persecution. So the Lord is a realist, okay? Yes, you have all these wonderful things, but to follow him is also the cross. There'll also be persecutions. But then he says, and eternal life in the age to come. And isn't that a wonderful deal? This is one of the best vocation gospels there, because it tells us that when we give up anything for Christ, we receive 100-fold in this world and also in the next. And what examples do we have of this? You know, because we do have examples of people that have given up many things to become a Christian or to enter the church. You think of even St. Paul, who was a devout Jewish Pharisee. He lost his family. He lost his friends, his relatives when he became a Christian. He lost everything. And yet he gained a much larger family, the church. And he was able to become part of this wider family where now he had hundreds of mothers and fathers and hundreds of spiritual children, and persecution as well, because he was very badly persecuted, but eternal life in the age to come. So think of any of the saints that were converts. Mother Seton, you know, was renounced by her family when she became a Catholic. And yet then she became Mother Seton, a nun, and then she had hundreds of spiritual children that she would teach the faith to. Or if you read the story of Scott Hahn, it's very difficult for a Protestant minister to become a Catholic. You lose all your friends among other Protestant ministers. They don't understand why. How could you become a Catholic? And yet, after his conversion, he now teaches at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. He has thousands of spiritual children, right? Spiritual brothers and sisters in the Lord. So yes, you make sacrifices, but the Lord gives not only a double blessing, but 100-fold blessing. We have examples of people that go through RCIA and their families just don't understand it. And why would they enter the church? And yet what happens is that when they enter the church, they have an additional spiritual family. So again, the blessings are tremendous. Even as a priest, yes, we do not have our own family of our own wife or children, but we have spiritual children that we baptize. The 1,000 or so babies or more than that are baptized over the years. And the weddings and the funerals and the first communions, a priest becomes a spiritual father. And we also get hundreds of spiritual mothers. For example, if a priest gets a cold, he has all these spiritual mothers that give him chicken noodle soup, gets dropped off at the rectory, dozens of different remedies, right? So we inherit hundreds of spiritual mothers and brothers and sisters in Christ, spiritual children. And it's so beautiful to see that as we baptize children and give them their first communion, we are their spiritual father. And so we are truly that's why they call priest father, because we are spiritual fathers, not physical fathers, but spiritual fathers. And this is what the Lord is talking about. We receive 100 times more in this life. We don't have our own family, but we belong to hundreds of families in a parish. And so, again, it's just a good principle to remember that really whatever we sacrifice for Christ, whether it be in your own life, in your own marriage, whatever you sacrifice for Christ, you get back 100-fold and also the blessing of eternal life.